This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Safety for frontline healthcare workers is once again in the spotlight as Manitoba rolls out new security measures across some of the province's largest hospitals. In 2024 alone, there were more than 2,000 cases of workplace violence in Manitoba's healthcare sector. And over an 8-month period last year, more than 1,500 potential weapons were detected by scanners at the doors of the Health Sciences Center. In response to this growing epidemic, the province has expanded its Safe Mobile app, now live at St. Boniface Hospital, Health Sciences Center, Winnipeg, and Brandon Regional Health Center. The tool provides real-time alerts, direct access to security, and personal safety features for staff. Health, Seniors, and Long-Term Care Minister Uzuma Azaguara said this is part of a layered strategy to protect patients, staff, and visitors.
Safety in our hospitals is not abstract. It is fundamental. And over the past years, nurses, doctors, allied healthcare professionals have made their voices very clear that they need more support to feel as safe as possible on the job, on the front lines, and doing their work.
The minister also emphasized that violence cannot be tolerated in any healthcare setting.
We hear you, we are listening, and we are taking real steps to make sure that you are safe in your workplace, safe when you're delivering patient care. I also want to be very, very clear when I say this. Violence has absolutely no place in healthcare. None whatsoever.
Alongside the Safe app, Manitoba is funding 128 institutional safety officers, adding amnesty lockers, strengthening monitored access points, expanding surveillance, and upgrading emergency communication systems. Minister Azaguara, who's also a nurse, said the concerns being raised by staff are deeply familiar.
We are in communication. Our team communicates with the union. Again, I talk to nurses literally every single day. It's not just because I have nurses in my family, but it's because we're talking to folks on the front lines on a regular basis. As I said, I was chatting with a couple of nurses from St. Boniface just a couple of days ago, getting their insights from the front lines, and we'll continue to keep those lines of communication open.
At the Health Sciences Center, Shared Health says the Safe app is already proving to be an important tool, explained Dr. Chris Christodoulou.
The app is a bi-directional communication system in terms of having direct and immediate access to a phone number that links to security.
He noted that the app also pushes guidance during incidents.
Notifications that would go to facility staff or inbound or outbound, and that's patients and families as well, when there's a threat that is being monitored by our security team, it will send out an alert, but it's an educational tool as well because it tells you exactly what to do in those circumstances.
Dr. Christodoulou also stressed the connection between staff safety and patient safety.
You can't have patient safety without staff safety. This is a fundamental principle in healthcare, recognizing that the well-being of the patients, is inseparable, and I'm going to repeat that, inseparable from the health and safety of their providers.
The province says it will continue working with health authorities, unions, and frontline workers to strengthen safety measures and ensure they evolve with the needs of healthcare staff and the patients they serve. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.